Play the puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times, but I'm so proud that he's puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. Glad to be back after vacation last week. I'm all rested and ready to go. Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Peter Gwynn, who writes for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. I said, name something many hospitals have in seven letters. Rearrange the letters to name two things you can get inside a hospital, four and three letters each. Well, many hospitals have a helipad, and you can rearrange those letters to make help and aid, which are two things a hospital would provide.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, I guess this was a tough one, or everybody was on vacation, because there were only about 300 correct entries. And this week's winner is Allison Treboiser of East Longmeadow, Massachusetts. Congratulations, Allison.
Thank you so much. This is a big honor. I'm really excited.
Yes, and Allison is on her way to vacation, and so she's in the car, but stop. She ain't driving. She stopped, and she got two little kids in the back, so your dedication is clear.
Thank you for understanding.
Oh, of course. Now, how did you figure out this week's answer?
I'm a physician assistant, and I work in a big hospital, and the helicopter lands basically right above my office. So helipad came to me pretty quickly. And I did have an assist from my husband with figuring out the rearranging of the letters. So it was definitely a team effort.
Okay, so you both put in work. Well, that's amazing. Thank you for the work that you do, all the help and aid that you offer.
Thank you.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
My entire life. My mom was on with you guys earlier in the year, and she has been playing since the postcard days. So I grew up listening to this every Sunday morning, playing with my family, calling out answers over the breakfast table. So this has been a lifelong dream of mine.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so we got a multi-generational thing happening here. Will, this is amazing.
I love it.
Hand it down from generation to generation. That's what we want. Well, Allison, I gotta ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
As ready as I'm gonna be, I think.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Allison, you know, the family that does puzzles together stays together.
Yes.
A good
yes.
Motto. So every answer today is the name of something you might wear in two syllables. And this could be something primarily worn by men, primarily by women, or both. I'll give you rhymes for the answers. You name the things. For example, if I said razor, you would say blazer. Your first one is racket.
Racket? Oh, jacket.
Jacket is right. Lackeys.
Lackeys. I think slacks? Slackies?
So it would be an informal term for something you would wear on your legs.
Oh, khakis. Khakis.
Khakis. Good one. Gophers.
Loafers.
That's it. Honcho.
Poncho.
That's it. Candles.
Sandals.
That's it. Venoms.
Denims.
That's correct. Bowsers.
Trousers.
Uh-huh. Kittens.
Mittens.
Right. Starry.
Starry?
Uh-huh. Something you might wear in India.
Sorry.
That's correct. Woody.
Hoodie.
That's correct. And your last one is Wordle.
Not turtleneck sweater. That's too long. Wordle. Girdle.
Oh,
yeah. Girdle is right. Good job.
That's something that I need. Oh, my goodness. You know, that was trickier than you think. But you did an amazing job. How do you feel?
Relieved. I know that's what everyone says, but I really do feel relieved.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Allison, what member station do you listen to?
We listen to New England Public Media out of Amherst, Massachusetts.
That's Allison Treboiser of East Longmeadow, Massachusetts. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Ed Pegg Jr., who conducts MathPuzzle.com. Take the classic illustrated children's book, Sylvester and the Magic Pebble, rearrange its 26 letters to name a famous film director, first and last names, and a noted role on stage in two words. What are these things? So again, the book is Sylvester and the Magic Pebble. And take those 26 letters and rearrange them to name a famous film director, first and last names, and a noted role on stage in two words. What things are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, August 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Aisha.